Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Jesus will fix it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is your Fix It Six, and I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And before I get into this service on this evening, I'd like to just put a decree in the atmosphere, a decree against all illness, all aching bones, all sore throats, all stomach viruses, all flus, anything that's not of God, any impurity, anything they may be hindering you on today, runny nose, red eye, pink eye, any eye that's not like God, we're going to rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and we're going to speak health, and we're going to speak healing on today, that it is already done, and we trust and believe, because we serve the one and most high God, that all will be well. Amen. Welcome to another evening with us at Joy Fix 66. So we want to thank all our listeners. As always, we like to thank all our supporters. We like to thank the First Lady of Mount Carmel International Radio Ministry. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Amen. We thank you all for your support once again. And we just want to say we love you. We praise God for you, and we thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. So before we go any further, let's give God his honor. Amen. Father God, we thank you for what you've already done. We're thanking you for setting a pathway for us, Father, for things that's seen and unseen. We want to thank you for waking us up this morning, God, giving us our health and strength, God, keeping us in our right state of mind, keeping us in perfect peace. We want to thank you for the beautiful weather you've given us on today, God. We want to thank you for being God all by yourself, God. We want to ask you to bless our friends, and if there's anyone who asks us to pray for them, Father, we pray, and we know that you already know the prayers and the needs of your people. So we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As I begin to do this evening's lesson, amen. God has sent me back to the beginning, amen, in the book of Exodus, amen. We will be in the book of Exodus, and we'll be starting in chapter 3, amen. And if you're someone who writes titles, the title of this message would be Going As I Am, amen. That's Going As I Am, amen. Glory to God. A lot of times we get caught up in, well, I don't have this, and I can't do this. And I want to get an understanding that is not what the title means. And if you follow with me, you'll get on board with me. We'll have a greater understanding of what the Lord has put in my heart on this evening. Amen. So we're going to start off at the book of Exodus. Amen. We're going to start off at chapter 3 at verse 1. Amen. And follow with me because I will be stopping. I will be making pit stops. I will be parking. I will be getting gas. I will even be probably putting air back in my spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of from a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Wow, amen, glory to God. And I want to just get there for a minute, amen. The place where you stand is holy ground, amen. We got to remember there's a place where you go, there's an atmosphere where you go with God. And that place should be a holy place between you and the Lord where you go. And sometimes he has to remind us because we need to come in with humility and we need to come in with respect. Amen. Because when the Lord said, take off your sandals, that's a sign of respect and humility. Amen. If you really pay attention to other religions or other spiritualities in the ancient Near East, this practice is still followed by Muslims before they entered into the Masjid, before they go into the prayer, they take off their shoes. Some of them, even before they go into their homes, they take off their shoes. Amen. The ground, it was not holy by nature, but it was made so by the divine presence of God back in the book of Genesis when he created everything and he rested on the seventh day. He created everything that we needed and he rested on the seventh day. And that means even he had created everything. So the ground that he creates is holy ground. Amen. And we got to we have to honor God and start respecting God even more. Amen. If you, if you read the book of, I know it's in the book of I think in the book of Joshua, amen, glory to God. And if you read the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verse 15, if you have a chance, you can go there with me. And I'll start at verse 14, the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verses. I'm going to start at the verse 14, amen. And just hear me out and go with me, because we got to understand that this holy ground is God's ground. When we enter into a place of praise, when you enter into a place of worship, when you enter into a place of prayer, when you enter into a place of interceding, when you enter into a place where you're communing and having a covenant with God, that is a holy place, amen. It said, neither he replied, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground and reverenced and asked him, what message does my Lord have for his servant? Amen. And the commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so. He did not ask questions. He did not say why. He did not humble and stumble. He just did it. Amen. Joshua was aware that he was commissioned to undertake the Lord's battle in Canaan. Amen. Just as Moses was, had been commissioned to confront Pharaoh. Ask yourself, what is you commissioned to do? And if you know God has commissioned you to do a thing, what steps are you taking to do it the way God says do it? Amen. The word covenant is conditional promises, not a promise. Now, we got to remember, it's conditional promises made to humanity, humanity by God as revealed in the scriptures. That's one of the reasons why we got to stay in the word, so we can get the things that God has promised us, that we can get answers, that we can be prepared for the things that God has said is going to come to pass. Everything God said he's going to do, he's going to do. It is conditional, though. You have to be, we have to be living a Christian-like lifestyle. It is conditional. We just ain't going to get the gifts and promises of God without being obedient. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I say thank you again, Jesus, for all that you have done for me on this day. Amen. Hallelujah. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, so I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large lands of flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites, amen, and of the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also sent the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. God has sent it. A lot of times God has to do things to get our attention. If God never challenges our faith, if he never challenges our heart, he has to do something to build bigger and better character. Okay, you got over this hump. You're doing good in this area. Doing good in this area. Now you're saying you want to do more for the Lord. I need you to do more for the kingdom. But I have to send trials and tribulations your way to see how you respond. I have to send things your way to see how you behave. I want to see if you're going to stand on my word, not me, but the Lord wants to know if we're going to stand on his word, or if we're going to waver to the right, or we're going to waver to the left, or we're going to retreat. Amen. God said he already knows he heard the cry of the children of Israel. And it came to him, and he said, I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. There's some assignments on our lives. There's some people still in Egypt that God has assigned us to go get from their Pharaoh. Be it drugs and alcohol, be it abuse, be it deception, whatever it is, it's not of God. God has assigned us, he has commissioned us to go get his people and bring them back to him. Amen. And now dig how good this is. How I know God is who he say he is. Amen. God is good. Go get my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? Now, see, a lot of us do that. Well, who am I? I can't do that. He's a king. He's the president. He's a banker. I can't get that loan. He's not going to give me that home. We always put in doubt, but listen to God. And that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now he's asking God this. So he said, I will certainly be with you. And this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. But once you bring them out, you will serve them on this mountain. Amen. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say then? And God said to Moses, I am who I say I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Listen, God is that. Listen, he is the great I am. He is Yahweh. He is Jesus Christ, author and finisher of everything. Tell them, I am has sent you. The one who spoke to Moses declared himself to be the eternal one, an independent, only the creator of all things can call himself the I am. In the absolute sense, all other creatures are in debt to him. We are in debt to Christ. All every creature, every animal that crawls on his belly, every animal that swims in the sea, that flies in the sky, we are in debt to him for our existence. But in addition to that, God the Creator has declared his relationship with the people of Israel, the future tense of the Hebrew. God has put a word out to let everybody know who I am is. And our title is Going As I Am. In other words, we're going in the name of Christ Jesus. We're being led by Jesus Christ. We are walking and believing that God is with us. Amen. We have to walk and believe and know that God is with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, we don't need a whole bunch of titles. We don't need a whole bunch of stuff that's going to distract you from doing what God do. There's two people in the Bible that I have learned about, just ordinary people. They were the people who delivered the babies. Oh, my God, God help me. Oh, Lord. But they were just two ordinary people, and I'm going to get just who they are. Amen. Yes, God, forgive me. They were midwives. They were midwives, amen, and they were just ordinary people. But the greatness of them, the uniqueness of them, they did what God said do, supposed to what man said do. They did what God said do, supposed to. I don't care what Pharaoh, the king, or nobody else said. They did what God did. Amen. And their names is Shiphrah and Puah. 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 Okay. And you will say, well, who are they? Amen. And no mountains, no statues of them, nothing of them is left to memory. But after all the monuments are destroyed and the mountains are destroyed, their names will endure in God's eternal world. What did they do, you ask? They did what was right. These unsung heroes simply honored God and their positions as midwives. Amen. And us, too, can be known for our faithfulness to our Almighty God if we choose to. A lot of times we get distracted. A lot of times we get fearful and we don't want to do the things of God. Amen. But these two women feared God and did what he wanted to. And if you go with me to the book of Exodus, amen, chapter 1, verse 15 to 17, maybe I can help you understand this a little better. Maybe we can get a better understanding of what I'm saying. Amen. I just don't want it to be words and we don't get the whole picture. Amen. The book of Exodus, chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, read, and the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of one was Shiphrah and the name of the other was Puah. And he said, when ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew woman, the women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. Amen. She saved them. They did what God wanted us to do. You know, that's murder. That is murder. And because they're God-fearing women, they did the right thing and did what God say do. Amen. And then the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have you done this thing and have saved the men children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women. The Christian women is not like the women of the world. The Christian women is a unique, God-fearing, understanding, loving, and caring kind of woman. Amen. They said to Pharaoh, Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are deliberate, or the midwives come in unto them. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwife, and the people multiplied and waxed very mightily. They were just ordinary people. These were just ordinary folks doing ordinary jobs every day, but they had extraordinary commitment to God. So while we live all ordinary lives, like we do, jobs, some of us have jobs, some of us volunteer, some of us done to retire, whatever the situation may be, still in school, we have to live in fear of God and do what he says, and that is all God asks of us. Amen. It is not really, we sometimes we get real deep with it, and we think God is asking us more, because once you get to that holy place with God and get into that ground with God, that place with God where you have to remember that you're on holy ground, God start doing things in our lives and start bringing things forward in our lives. Amen. And I really wanted to just, you know, as I said this and was sitting here and doing these things and talking about this stuff that we're going through, it's not stuff. Please don't get deep on me. It's not stuff. I know it's not stuff, but it's an assignment. We can call it wisdom. We can call it understanding. Amen. But we have to understand that I want us to get to the understanding of the title, Going As I Am. I am. God is the greatest thing going. Like, there's nothing better than Christ Jesus. Amen. And so if you have a pencil, paper, pen, I want you to write some scriptures down with me. We're going to go over a few. Amen. And we're going to have a good time in the Lord this evening. We're really going to have fun. Amen. I hope we have fun every service, every time I get an assignment by God. It's fun to me because I feel honored to even be trusted. I feel honored. I even feel pushed to study harder. I feel pushed to go into God's word. I feel pushed to apply the word to me. I feel pushed to become a better Christian. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, and I'm not saying I'm saying I get pushed to try to be better on a daily basis. I'm pushed. When God gives you an assignment, he also pushes us to be better at what he has called us to do. Amen. Glory to God. I just want us to get that understanding, because it's not just an assignment. He's not picking on you. It's not like, oh, why I got to keep suffering? Why I got to do this? Why I got to do that? Because God called you to do that. Whatever it may be that we have to do, if God called us to do it, we must do it. Now, I'm going to share something real quick, and then we're going to go through these scriptures. But I want us to understand something, and the reason what I want us to understand is because I read it in the Bible, and because it's in the Bible, I believe it. Because, amen, we're talking about I am, amen, and in the Bible, the book of John, chapter 8, verse 23, but I was going to start at 21. It said, once more Jesus said to them, I am going away, and you will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. This made the Jews ask, will he kill himself? Is that why he says, where I go, you cannot go, cannot come? But he continued, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be. You will indeed die in your sins. Amen. We got to get to the point that we know and trust and believe that God is who he say he is, not just for the sake of saying it, but believing it, walking in it, trusting God. When the tests and the trials and tribulations come, know that he has a way out. Know that he is just doing it to build character. Knowing that he is just pushing the waters from side to side, just to push you around a little, because you got a little comfortable. I need you to know that I am here with you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So they asked, who are you? They asked, just what I have been claiming all along. Jesus replied, I have much to say in judgment for you, but he who sent me is reliable, and what I have heard from him, I tell the world. We have a commission to tell the world how great God is. We have a commission to tell the world that God is the great I am. Amen. But I have a few scriptures. I'm not going to hold you long tonight. It was a beautiful day, and I know people want to enjoy the rest of the evening, and some people were not feeling good, First Lady, for sure. I have to go up, and I leave the studio and pamper her and laugh with her to, you know, keep her spirits up. Amen. Not to say that she's down and out, but, you know, sometimes laughter, it's fun, you know. It takes your mind off, you know, headaches and pain. When you're sick, you're sick. Amen. Glory to God. You don't have to dwell in it. And I believe that she laid hands on herself, and I believe that she asked God to give her a speedy recovery. Amen. And that's all wonderful. But God is going to do what he does in his time. So as a husband and the head of my household, it's my job to comfort, bring peace, continue to pray, can seek God for answers. Amen. And I'm just saying that to say that I want to be in place with God. I want to do like the midwives do it and be honorable unto God. Amen. The book of Exodus 3, chapter 3, verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. He said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am who have sent you. So when we go out to do ministry, who are you? Yeah, you can tell me your name, but I am who I say I am. I am sent by God. We got to remind people, I am sent by God. But you have to know that you are sent by God. You just can't go somewhere, call yourself ministering somebody, call yourself doing some things, and you are not. That is not the assignment that God has given you. When God gives you assignment, he's already there. He's already made a way for everything to be done the correct way. And we have to remember, when God sent us, it is already done. Amen. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Once again, the intercessor, he's right there. And it's amazing that he's right there for us to reach out to him. He's right there for us to console. He's right there. He's waiting for us to come and say, Father God, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to get to know you? And even if you do know, what can I do to be a better Christian woman? What can I do to be a better Christian man? Amen. We got to get this understanding that we got to get closer to God. A lot of times we're going to find ourselves lonely because we're going to be trying so hard to get close to God. We realize that we are not trying to get close to people, and people are going to realize that I can't get close to them because they're too busy trying to get close to God. Amen. Glory to God. And there's nothing wrong with that. You seeking God, and the world is seeking worldly things, but the people who are trying to get to you can't get to you because you're busy seeking God. And two things are going to happen. They're going to fall off, or they're going to try to get to know your God. And if you're seeking God with joy, peace, and happiness, by them watching you and seeing you seek the God and trust the God that you say you trust and love and serve, guess what? They want some of that. How can I know your God? How can I serve your God? Amen. Amen. I just love the Lord. Like I'm at a place where I try to breathe Jesus. And what I mean by that, I try to breathe his atmosphere. I try to breathe his knowledge. I try to breathe his wisdom. I try to breathe his peace. And I know I'm not going to never have Jesus' wisdom, but I can get partial of it. I can get much as I can to do what God wants me to do. And that's all I want to do. I don't want to do your assignment. I don't want to do nobody else's assignment. I don't have to have a $15 million church. I don't have to whatever God has for me, that's what I want to do. If my pulpit is on the corner, glory to God. If my pulpit is at the bus station, glory to God. Wherever he puts me, I need to be obedient to God and not man. I'm seeking to be obedient to God. I've been obedient to man for too long, and I failed. My life just failed. And I know by trusting and believing in God, and this is, I don't even know how to say this, but the last few weeks, I have been having encounters of a feeling of a thing that's going to happen, and it's manifested itself each time I felt it. And some of the things were like, I'm like, wow, like even on today, I was doing so much at the job, but I felt something say that someone's going to be angry at you. Somebody's going to be disappointed because you're having too much fun. You're seeking me in all that you do, but don't pout and don't be loud and don't argue. Listen and move on. And at the end of the day, before my work day was over and I was on my way home, my boss came to me and asked me all these questions that was really, to me, meant nothing. I don't understand where it came from. Blah, 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 blah. And I said, thank you, Lord, for allowing. See, God had alerted me because, see, if I was in the fleshly mode, if I was not connected to God, no telling how I would react, and I might not have had that job right now. I might have been very disrespectful, or I might have lost my testimony, and people standing there looking at me like, wow, ain't he the pastor? How is he going to behave like that? But when God alerts us, listen, get a fine tuning, get your spiritual HD, get your spiritual fine tuning tuned on a daily basis. I can't tell you how to do it, but I can know for me, I got the oil, it is covered in the blood.
I put it on my body before I leave my house. I try to put some before I go to bed at night. When I get out the shower, I want to be in his presence. I want to be in his place. And I'm not saying it's always going to be perfect. I'm not saying it's always going to be neat. But if I'm doing what God say do and he's pleased, that should be enough for me. He already mapped out my life. He already directed my path. He already got my ups, my downs, my wilderness, my mountains. He got everything set up. He's just trying to build me up to be able to go through it and bring him joy and bring him glory with my walk. Amen. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Glory to his magnificent name. Hallelujah. Go with me to John 15, 5. Hallelujah. You ever cry and don't know why? You know you are loved and there's no one around loving you. Like there's no one around saying things to you and, you know, lifting your ego and telling you how great you are. But you feel God when God allows you to know he loves you. Listen, I'm not sad. I'm not depressed. I cry out to say, Lord, thank you. My tears are to let God know I feel you, I know it's you, and I thank you for, listen, being in my life, choosing me, removing me from that nasty, filthy thing that I used to be. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. See, without Christ, we can do nothing. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what your bank card look like. I don't care how many credit cards you got. I don't care. Listen, God does not care about that stuff because he's the one made a way for you to get it. And when he gets tired of you putting that before him, he's going to take that too. So we got to be mindful of the things that God give us because a lot of times when he gives us, they're to be shared. They're to be dispersed out to those who are lacking, dispersed out to those who are less fortunate, to be used for the building of the kingdom of God, to be used to transfer back and forth to church, to be used to make sure those who don't have do have. We cannot be selfish. It is the humbling season. I humble myself to all mankind. To every little baby, to every little child, to every infant, to every man, to every toddler, to every teenager, to everybody. I want to be into a place where you see right through me and know that love of the Lord lives in me and you can confront me and you can ask me questions and you can rely that the answers I give you are God's words from his Bible. Amen, or from whatever he has spoken into my life to give unto thee. Amen. John 8:58. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Ain't that something? Before Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I still am. Before the creation of the world, I am. There was nothing here before God. And there ain't going to be nothing here when he destroy everything. Amen. We're going to have a place in heaven praising God all day long, worshiping God all day long. I don't need to know how many mansions I got. I don't need to know the color of my robe. I just want to know that I'm in his presence, praising him and honoring him with my worship and honoring him with my lifestyle. I just want to be amongst those who truly love the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to the book of John, chapter 6, verse 47 through 50. Amen. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath what? Everlasting life. Amen. Everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. God is the way, the truth, and the light. He just told us that. He is the great I am. He just told us that. Revelation 1:8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Nothing greater. Why won't we want to serve the most precious, loving, kind, grateful, forgiving King of all kings? I'm trying to understand why he loves us so much. And then it comes to me, because I am your father. I am your creator. And I knew everything you was going to do before you did it. But if you come to me and allow me to make you better, the things that gave you tears and sadness and pain and anger and frustration, you don't have to live like that no more. All the tears you have is the tears that I give. And the tears that God gives, he can wipe away. Somebody's waiting on us. Somebody is waiting on us. Some of us have commissions on top of commissions. We have to start being obedient until that great I am. Amen. In Revelation 21:6, read, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and I will give unto him that is at thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. God gives of himself freely. He gives of himself freely. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be tremendously happy. And you know, when we praise him and worship him, he's joy. When we pass a test, he said, I knew my child could do that. I knew my daughter could do that. I knew my son could do that. I am well pleased with my son. The devil is a liar. You keep coming, but they keep proving you wrong, because they're empowered and impacted by my word. They are filled with my Holy Ghost. They are filled with my spirit. They are filled with my love. They are filled with my joy, my laughter, my power, my understanding. And they will stand on my word. Hallelujah. He is mighty. He is mighty. He is powerful. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just have to allow God to break us. Amen. We'll be back in a moment.
I told God yes. I was eager to do what he told me to, in obedience. Looking out in the crowd, I see eyes closed, tears falling, hands lifted, people praising and worshiping too. They didn't see me, they only saw you. It felt good, but something was missing. See, I'm empty inside, and I'm wondering why. Will I ever feel what they felt from me? I didn't know the price of yes. Would cost me so much.
I've been broken and bruised, wondering will God heal you, crying out to you, got nothing left to lose. Father, hear my plea, need you to rest.
Anybody broken?
I've been broken and bruised, wondering will God heal you, crying out to you, got nothing left to do. Father, hear my plea, need you to rescue me, 'cause I'm broken.
To say, not sure where I start. I'm afraid to begin. It's all falling apart. See, I thought because I was working for you, everything wrong you would undo, but it wasn't quite true. It's hard to admit that I can't feel you like I used to, 'cause I'm in ministry and I'm messed up. I'm confused with no one to talk to. I need a breakthrough. I need a breakthrough, 'cause this is the thing you've anointed me to do.
I'm broken.
Woo. I'm broken.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to be broken. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. This is your 66, and I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. For you young ladies who did not make it out February 1st, whoo, I heard that the authentic you had a I heard they had a revival in that place. Those young ladies cried, prayed, and worshiped, got breakthroughs, and God really moved. See, when you say things like that, and people say, "I guess he's just saying that," they say, "No, I'm not just saying it to say anything. I'm just letting you know what you missed out on." You ever notice when you was in the world and you and somebody threw a party and you didn't go, and then everybody was posting on a party, and you're like, "Oh my God, why?" You know, this and that. It's the same thing with the kingdom of God. When the woman or man of God has been called by God to have events and to do things for the people, we need to flock into the place and see what the Lord is doing. See, we say we trust God. We love the Lord. We want to, you know, do the things of God. But when things happen and God has called things, events to be put together for us to go get blessed, for us to get cured, some of us are in need of whatever you may need. Be it wealth, be it prosperity, be it health, be it wisdom, be it laughter, be it joy, be it peace of mind, whatever it is, the Lord is there. See, and we won't go there. We'll wait and let somebody tell us, and then we say, "Wow, I should have been there." But that's a miss out. You done missed out. It don't come back around like that. There's something new coming. There's a new anointing. There's something else. But when God, I believe, when it hit my airways, which my ears, my spiritual ears, events, and that I know I am capable of going, I know that God is put in my spirit to go, to be a part of, he's telling me, "I got something to say to you. He can say it in my house, but those are fellowship. Those are men and women coming together under this umbrella of the Lord to give God praise, to give God worship, to enjoy, thus saith the Lord." And we can look around the room and see the move of God being moved and people getting breakthroughs, and we can see God moving. It still encourages you. Even if he don't move on your behalf right then, that is reminding you that I am still God. I am still I am, and I can still do it for you too. But right now, I just wanted you here to intercede, to celebrate with them, to pray with them, to jump and joy. Because when your time comes, you want somebody to celebrate the goodness of the Lord with you. It was a beautiful thing. It was so beautiful that some of the people even came back with First Lady, and we fellowshiped afterwards. That's how good it was. You know, it's not a boastful statement. It's the truth. And I need the truth to allow me to be free. Amen. February 23rd, Minister Jabbar Holman, my son-in-law, will be speaking with us on our Friends and Family Day. Please bring somebody. If you plan on coming, please come. Bring a family member that you haven't seen in a while. Bring your next door neighbor's family member. Bring the man or the woman at your job family member. Just come out and fellowship. Because if I told you we was having a party, bring your own brown bag, everybody would be there. I would have to tell you we ain't got no more room. But everybody would be there. But see, these are the kind of places that we get impact and empowered to go do what we're commissioned to do. All ye evangelists, all the ministers and prophets, and we need to continue to be empowered and support one another. Amen. Friend and Family Day. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just found out a couple of days ago, you know, First Lady, she's always doing something, and I praise God for. Amen. February 30th and August, March, Pastor Matthew McNeil will be being honored on his fourth year of pastoralship. And I'm asking in the name of Jesus for all to come and celebrate this day with the man of God. Come, hear the word of God, hear the men of God come speak. We have Bishop Butler, amen,
on March 1st. Amen. Glory to God. And on the 31st, amen, please bear with me. I'm trying to multitask, and I'm new to multitasking, but I'm asking God to show me how to do it. Amen. Glory to God. But we're gonna get it right. We also have Apostle Bruce C. Lester of Voice and Hope Deliverance Church on February 29th, and it will be at 4 p.m. And like I said earlier, Bishop Thurman Butler, the Undisputed Truth Ministry, March 1st at 4 p.m. And guess what? He's also an undisputed man of God. And what I mean by that, listen, he fights the enemy. He's a fighter. Like, he don't have no problem getting in that ring with the word of God. Amen. And that's what it's about. Like, you know, we all want to be celebrated, and there's going to be times that we all do get celebrated, and God has everything lined up. You know, I would like to see everybody, especially our listeners. Oh my God, that we could talk, fellowship, get to know one another. It's just going to be so much fun. And even if you're in the Delaware area, our address is 1406 Forest Avenue, Unit D, Dover, Delaware, 19904. And our contact number is 302-883-9799. Amen. Glory to God. Before we go this evening, amen, I just want to read out of the book of Exodus, chapter 6. Amen. And I'm going to start at verse 6. Just bear with me and just hear thus saith the Lord. Amen. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you for a heritage. I am the Lord. We can do anything because of I am. Amen. That's why the title is Going as I Am. And if you take a moment to count every I am and every I will statement in that passage, and if you think back to the people who heard these words from Moses, these Israelites had been born into slavery. Oppression was all they knew. Their ancestors for the previous 430 years has been slaves. They understood words like I can't, like some of us, I won't, like some of us, I don't, like some of us, more than they understood these positive words. But God, through Moses, through you and through I and through every other man and woman and God and child of God who God has called to do something, will tell the people, the oppressed people, that I am and I will. Amen. God's work often seems to limp along church members sometimes because we become overwhelmed with our situations, and we think in the negative, we can't complete this, the building project, we won't reach our evangelism goals, we don't have enough money, we don't have what it takes to interest our young people in the things of the Lord. That's when we need to hear God say, I am and I will. Be a voice of encouragement and hope in your church, like Moses did, and remind people that God is and God will. That has been our fix for six this evening. And I always like to thank all of our listeners, all our supporters, our First Lady, Apostle Carolyn McNeil of MCI Ministry Radio. Before we go, I would like to pray out, amen, And like I said, on the coming weeks, we'll be able to take prayer requests. We'll be able to answer questions. We are even going to be able to fellowship one with another on this ministry radio. Amen. Praise God. And I really can't wait to do that because I want to hear how this ministry, if anything, is affecting your life or your Christian life. Has it done anything for you since you've been a part or a member of this ministry? Because that's what you are, a member. You're just not a listener. You are a member of this ministry. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for all that you've already done. We thank you for the atmosphere. We thank you for the down the roads. We thank you for the things that we don't even see. We thank you for the greatness of you. We thank you for you being the great I am in our lives. We thank you for covering our families and our loved ones. We ask you to bless each and every listener, every member of this ministry radio, God, all those who support and come out on a weekly basis, God, bless them, Father. You know their needs, Father. Go into their homes, go into their hearts, go into their minds, share your love, be their I am, God. Be there with them, be they I will, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we trust and believe it is already done. Now let your love prevail over your people. Show us the way, God. Show us our commission. Show us what we're supposed to be doing. Impact us with wisdom. Impact us with strength. Take away all doubt. Take away all fear and give us more of you. And we bless you. We love you. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is your Fixer 6, and I have been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I pray your peace and the love of the Lord. Amen.